as long as I'm having fun with your local luminaries. Did you read? Did you hear George Bush's high noon speech? You know, like 48 hours, Saddam, to get out of town, right? Remember that from a couple of weeks ago, right? And he also said, by the way, not only Saddam, but 48 hours for Saddam, inspectors, and journalists to leave, which is interesting. It's right in there. But he said this. He said, you know, let's go back to where this whole business started, our great victory, as we're celebrating our victory today. 2 weeks ago, our president said, I want to speak to the Iraqi people. And now Cheney forgot to mention that they speak Arabic. But that's okay. Besides, a lot of, you know, parents of kids who are in the Gulf were listening in, so I thought he was going to say something like, you know, our kids are coming to liberate you, don't shoot them. Instead, he said, and I quote, do not destroy oil wells. Oh, okay. He also said something else that was interesting. He said he was going after those who have, quote, aided, trained, and harbored terrorists, including operatives of Al-Qaeda. I thought, shit, he's going to bust his daddy. Yeah, you can imagine. Think for a minute of, like, you know, Easter dinner on the ranch. Spread them, Dad, and he's reading Barbara Wrights and all that. Phew. That's pretty courageous, don't you think? Yeah, kind of. The reason I was thinking about it, I was thinking of a story I did for BBC, which began with my obtaining this document here. It says secret on the top. Notice how I like documents marked secret. I never know why they put secret on this. First thing I go for. Of course, you got to get them. Anyway, so how I got this document, I usually don't say it, but this one is interesting. I was, you know, I'm a team, you know, like I'm the nose on the camera, I do the scribbling, but we have a whole team, and the FBI visited our team in Washington and asked some questions. We didn't know what it was about, but, and then they left, and they had a folder like this, and they, but when they left the folder on the desk. And then they called up and said, oh, we left a folder on your desk. And they said, you haven't looked at it, have you? Moi. And they said, well, we'll be back in a half hour to pick it up. Unless you need 45 minutes. So the question was, what's so special about this? It says 199I, which means national security. Cool. Secret. WF, Washington Office of the FBI. It's a simple document about reopening an investigation which was mysteriously closed before, or, you know, put on hold. It was reopened on September 13th, 2001. Well, who... So someone was allowed to be investigated after the horrid attack on the World Trade Center, but who was it that couldn't be investigated until then? And you turn the page and, whoa, the first name is Bin Laden, not Osama. Now, see, we know about Osama because we've been told by the Bush family that Osama's the black sheep of the Bin Laden family. The rest are white sheep. We know that because they've been backing and funding Bush family businesses like Carlyle Group, you know, the Crusader. And by the way, you know how you get guys to go in the torpedoes? You tell them, you don't go in the torpedoes, you go in the bulldozer, right? Anyway, but, yeah, I made that up. No, Bin Laden. And here's two names who aren't the black sheep Osama, but two guys, Omar and Abdullah, who are, it says, the FBI says, shockingly, given that they're all white sheep, that they are involved with a, quote, suspected terrorist organization. And the organization they named, by the way, and suspected terrorist organizations means like WFRG and Creative Loafing, Girl Scouts. that's the kind of, you know, FBI stuff. But but I looked up these guys called WAMY, W-A-M-Y, and they have such things as a little video of one of their little talks called Jihad, the misunderstood terms about the wonders of taking hostages and killing them and things. And it really not, this is the kind of thing we actually do pay the FBI to look at, you know. And so why not? Why not? And see, because the FBI, because despite what the Bush family said, there's a couple FBI agents who believed that while they're all, yeah, they may all be white sheep, except there's a couple guys who may be gray sheep, but they were allowed to leave the country before they could be spoken to. And then we asked a few more questions, and we started, this is from low-level FBI agents, that's the answer we got. The low-level guys don't know what we're doing, the big boys. So we asked some of the big boys confidentially what was happening. They're saying, there are certain investigations which could not proceed because the Bush administration does not want us looking too deeply, or did not before September 11th, looked too deeply into Saudi Arabian financing of terrorist organizations and terrorist fronts. And I said, well, that's kind of interesting. Like what? Well, one was involving the creation of the so-called Islamic bomb. Now, how do we know, by the way, that Saddam had a nuclear, you know, erector set in the rumpus room of one of those palaces? The answer is, we have the receipts, the answer is that the Saudis, according to documents which were passed to the Clinton administration, but the Clinton administration said the FBI, by the way, notice I said Clinton administration, they got their hands a little dirty in this stuff too. The FBI was handed documents showing that the Saudis had given $7 billion to Iraq to build an atomic bomb, okay? But the Clinton administration said, no thanks, we don't need to look at those. There's no such restriction on the BBC, we looked at those. But how could that happen, our friends? Well, don't forget, this was in the 80s, right? When it was during the Reagan-Bush administration. And this is before, you know, when the butcher of Baghdad was our butcher, where we got our chops, right? And, you know, this is before the Axis of Evil, when Iraq was fighting the Iranians, who were kind of the unicycle of evil, right? And it was like, so we let that go. And then in 91, you know, Saddam went renegade on his employers. And the money was shifted, and this is where the CIA ran into problems, that they could not look at the shift of the money to Pakistan. Okay. Now, we don't need weapons inspectors to find out if Pakistan has a nuclear weapon because the berserk dictator there has exploded his bomb on television, right? And, you know, has he threatened to use his weapon, this dictator, his weapon of mass destruction? Well, last week he test-fired a nuclear-capable missile that could knock out New Delhi, right? And now you would think, see, Saddam was created in our Frankenstein, in the Bush family Frankenstein factory, and came back at us, right? And now we're creating new Frankensteins. Now, you'd think that they would learn something from this. You know, when Colin Powell says, we can't allow dictators to have weapons of mass destruction, and there goes George Bush right to Pakistan, you think he's going to bust Musharraf, the fanatic dictator, with his nuke. Instead, our president puts his arm around him like they're going steady, right? So what are we learning here? So I want you to write this down. Prediction. Okay? 12 years from now, just like 12 years passed and we had to go after Saddam, 12 years from now, President Jeb Bush is going to order us into Pakistan to take out the killer of Karachi, right?